on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends.
So let me tell you, Henry McKean is taken to the highways and byways of Ireland in his trusty camper van. He's going to discover some of our beautiful country's hidden gems and to catch up with staycationers around the country. You can follow Henry's camper van tour, trademarked, all next week on The Pat Kenny Show, weekday mornings from 9 on News Talk. Henry McKean. I just watched Nomadland the other day. I see you in a Frances McDormand type situation here. McKean, you madman. How are you?
Yeah, no, I will get round to seeing that film. I haven't got very far. I got stuck on the M50. I've actually pulled over at Avoca, and I'm sitting in the back of this beautiful camper van, and my family have gone inside to get something to eat, and it's all very exciting. I'm out of my comfort zone completely. I've never done anything quite like this before. I'm used to comforts. I'm used to hotels. Do you know, it actually reminds me of going to the Eurovision. That's how crazy it is for me anyway. I'm on my way to Kerry. I'm going to Ballybunion, and so far so good, in this Volkswagen Nomad camper van. And I got some advice in advance from a camper van enthusiast who's buying his own and renovating it. Here is Neil Kyogen.
It's a great way of seeing the country, a great way of traveling abroad as well, and it's a very cost effective way of actually traveling and seeing new places that generally you wouldn't.
Neil, you bought a van and you're going to convert it into a camper van. Tell me, why are you going to do that?
Well, we're very fond of the outdoors in this house, so we've previously gone camping. So it's just really a step up from the tent, really. It'll give us a lot of scope to travel further, and it'll be a great addition to the family.
What sort of van is it?
It's a VW Transporter.
I've never gone on a camper van tour before. What's your best tip for me?
Well, the one tip I'd give you is for your first night, when you set up, it's always nice to sit down for a nice meal, so bring your first meal with you. So prepare that in your own house, bring it with you, have it ready to go on the first night.
Is it good crack, or will I miss a hotel room?
No, it's great crack. It's
great crack. Is it really?
Yeah, it's great crack, and you'll enjoy it.
There you are, Neil Kyogen, saying you'll enjoy it. So you got a tour, Henry McKean, of the inside of the camper van before you set off today, I presume?
Yeah, I did. I got a full tour. I still have to figure out how to work the hob and the fridge. I got to meet Mark Austin from Bunk Campers, and he talked me through it.
Essentially, this is the smallest camper that we'd offer. It's very similar in size to a car. So if you're hopping into it straight out of your own vehicle, it's not going to be too different to drive. It's probably a little longer and a little wider maybe than what you would have driven previously. So that is something to watch out, and it's something we say to everybody that takes a camper out of here. The height, the width, and the length of the vehicles are considerably larger than what most people have driven. But this one's fine. It's nice and compact. And you've also got your fridge. You've got your two burner hob. You've got your water supply. You've your bed. You've enough room here to sleep four people.
And above us, we've got beds. And it pops open, doesn't it? And
yeah,
my family will be joining me.
Yeah, it's a pop roof. So put the kids up on the top, and then you guys can use the back seats, which convert into the lower bed. There's something about just being able to go wherever you want to go and not being stuck to the same place. A lot of our guests prior to COVID would have been from outside of Ireland. You would have had the few domestic customers, but mostly you get people traveling in from Europe, where they have the culture of caravanning and camping, and the UK, it's big over there. But here, it just seemed a little bit behind. COVID came along, everybody couldn't leave the country. They had to figure out what they were going to do for their holidays, and this became a viable option for a lot of people. And last year we had 100% domestic customer base.
100% obviously, because no one else could come.
Because nobody else could come here, and it was fantastic. It was a really busy season, and for a lot of people, first time they'd taken campers, and we've people coming back this year again. So I think it's a start. And even with sales, you can see, even driving on the road, there's loads of private campers out there. People are into it now, you know.
So that's Mark Austin. He's from Bunk Campers. How are they to drive, Henry?
Well, they're kind of like big sort of vans, buses. It's a Volkswagen, so it has a feel of a Golf, and people actually get out your way. It's a bit like a big Jeep. Here is Martin Quinn. He's been working with camper vans for 12 years.
You hit the open road, you have the freedom, and basically it's like a home on wheels.
A home on wheels.
Home on wheels. Everything you need in the van is there. Everything that you would normally have at home, you have in the van with you. and your home moves with you.
And what do you love about it?
I love the freedom. I love the way you can go anywhere. You have everything with you. You don't have to go looking for any places to buy things, because you should have everything in the van, same as home.
So I'm in the camper van. I'm going to close the door and we're going to start this journey, this tour, this camper van tour of Ireland. Wish me luck. Okay, so a big engine in this. So it's got stick, it's got gears. I better put my seatbelt on.
Put your seatbelt on to be sure.
And I'm just going to start off, hope for the best. Here we go, wish me luck. Woohoo!
Henry McKean, what could go wrong, Henry?
Well, this is the thing. They want me to have pints with them in Ballybunion tonight at 9 o'clock. I'm not going to make 9 o'clock. I don't even know if I can make that deadline. But yeah, hopefully I've got to watch out for bridges. I've got to remember this is quite a big vehicle, and I've got to close down the upstairs tent bit where you sleep, just in case I forget. So lots of things could go wrong, but I'm hopeful. I feel lucky, Joe. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. And I wish you could join me.
Well, I'm okay. But I mean, look, I'll be listening from afar. I'm not sure me and you want to be in there together. I mean, the sleeping arrangements, the smell.
No, it'd be cozy and warm.
Listen, enjoy it. Hey, you're robbing a living next week. So enjoy that.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Joe. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. Join us on Pat Kenny.
Yes, absolutely. So Henry's off on his camper van tour. It's all next week. It's on the Pat Kenny Show, weekday mornings from 9 on News Talk, and see how Henry gets on.